That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Aristotle, could you bring in some nice music? And here it goes. Wow. I guess you could say things just got a little classy around here. Oh, look at that. Now it's a real hangout. Do you have your lights low wherever you're listening to this? Even if it's in the car, turn your headlights out. Well, listen to the music in the background. This doesn't sound like it's just a pile of shit, no show show. Wow, that music really... Right? You picture everyone listening in their tuxedo pajamas. Unbelievable. Well, I do want to say two important things. One, I will be in Toronto, which I had to cancel the last two times I was there, and I really love Toronto. And I always had a good time there with the comedians that I met, the fun offstage hanging out with comedians. The hang scene in Toronto was everything that I always wanted doing stand-up comedy to mean. It was a great hang scene. So many comedians, so nice, come out. The energy's great. I hope all those fun comedians, some have probably moved on, but I hope they all feel loved when I'm there. Come by, hang out. I don't know if there's a bar outside of the showroom in the new one. I bet there is. There's got to be somewhere where people hang out. So anyway, I look forward to that. The Comedy Bar, July 21st, two shows, and July 22nd, two shows. The Comedy Bar in Toronto. Matter of fact, I'm getting in on the 18th. So I want to go and really enjoy it. And then when I leave on Sunday, I'm leaving late, 5, 6 o'clock. Enjoy the morning. You can't enjoy your Saturday night when Sunday you got to be out of there. Even at noon, it still sucks. You got to get up at 8, 9. That means at 7 you're not really enjoying your sleep. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And next week is the final episode. Now, I will tell you this. We're staying right here at Art 19. And which is nice. I'm comfortable here. And then, I think I told you this last week. So we'll just stay here. And if I ever do a podcast, you know, on all the social media that I have, we'll mention it. So if I ever do like a more traditional podcast, I'll just post it right here. So when I'm in the mood to do that, it'll be known that I could do that with ease. So there you go. And what was I going to say? So yeah, so that's next week. It's Chris Farren. It is Aristotle, of course, and Cam Gavinsky, And you know, Cam, I really like that Cam could do it. You know why? Because we had these like eras of different people that it did it. Of course, you know, Jake Adams and John Bram Wagner and Chris Burden, who started it, well, Sensitive, and then right to Chris Burden. A lot of people put a lot of hard work into it. And for the last, like, I feel like 2 years, Cam would always, you know, like, he'd always make time. And he would do everything. He was like the man of many. He would just be the main guest. He would come on to do the board. So he was really helpful to something that I love doing. He really made it. You know, I would call him and ask if he could do it. He would always make time to do it, and came in good spirits and had a good time. And so I'm glad that, you know, that he's going to be there. So, hey, by the way, Truth, no surprise guest. I thought about it, but you know what? I just wanted it to be us, Chris Farron, just being it. I even thought about musicians. I really did. I thought, do I get like? Oh, really? I'm selling the whole vibe. Like, you're like, geez, Todd, you're really talking us down. I'm not. I'm saying, I really thought about what would bring me. And keep in mind, I have Chris Farron. So, and then I thought, what would be just nice and easy? Not too many people to have to get a drink for. Yeah, I still might end up. Well, you'll know. Next week, I still might maybe Alex Young, maybe that'll be good. Or you know what, fuck him after what he did to us, him and Rory Scovel. I'm just rambling now. Can I tell you, I totally apologize. But I'm really glad that I waited to do the last show because it gave me a lot of time to think and really put, like, it's perfect. Like I said, I did not want to do the last show and I just wanted to be as, you know, sometimes that means, you know, you're doing the show on Friday, get this work out of the way, make sure you have nothing to do the next day. Like, I treated it like, you know, when you want to have that much fun with something, it helps. I'm going to get that done. I'm going to get this done, you know? So I'm ready and raring to go for Friday, to go in there and just try to enjoy the fuck out of the studio. And then, oh, this isn't that important, but Chad Maxwell on TikTok, Chad helps me with TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that. He's great, not only artistically, but the business end of TikTok, when to post things, why certain things do good, certain things don't, all that stuff. Plus, creatively, he really is fun to work with. So the other night he came over and we went live on Instagram. I said, I want to go live on TikTok. Just see what happens, just for the fun of it. But we went live on Instagram and I was having so much fun. And next time I realized when I go live, I'm going to put it on my iPad. So from the stage, I can read the comments. So, and then put that on like a music stand or something. And maybe even just use the iPad as the camera, and then the you know, I'll be able to read it from far away, like from 6-7 feet away. So and I did like 45 minutes and I did stand up, and I thought that's such an incentive for me, which I can now after Friday. I can reconfigure the room. I just wanted to leave the room the same exact way it was for the last show, but now I'm going to push the table back, and then it sort of going live on Instagram on, I think we did Monday, definitely gave me the incentive to put the stage in. I was already going to do it, but now I'm not going to back out, because we'll have so much fun on that stage and do some shows. And so, you know, I want to do one of those things where you tweet out or, you know, do a story on TikTok or something where you can invite, hey, the first 7 people that get here, me and blank are doing a stand-up show. You know, or do by request only, like, you know, people can message you and you'll take requests or topics. But whenever people suggest a topic or something to do, I have a deal. It's only if it comes to me right away. I don't have to be like, I'm allowed to pass and no one's going to get upset. It's not so if it's not like, oh, actually, I do have something about that. Most things, trust me, I have something on. I'm kidding. Anywho, that's it. So, I put a lot of thought into some things I want to say. That's right. I think I want to start backwards. Like right up front, get all the niceties out of the way and the things I want to say, and then just go into having a regular show. But of course, I'll mention it every 3 seconds. No, someone told me don't try to do the last show good. And the fact that they told me that took the pressure off it. They go, no, that you don't want your last show to be great. You just want it to be okay. I'm like, really? They go, yeah. Because if it's too good, it ruins your legacy. Most people, it's better if it looks like it drifted off towards the end. And then people... I'm applauding myself, people. I'm applauding myself. Listen, whoever you are driving in your car... Are you driving in your car? You're driving in your car? Some people are walking. Some people are on the train. Some people are on the bus. Some people are on the bike. Some people might be in the bathroom or at work. Or on the treadmill at the gym. Or I'm running around the neighborhood with them. Hello, Joe McKenzie in Portland. Hello, Washington, D.C. And a good morning, Philadelphia. Chicago, I know you're out there. And Toronto, I'll be seeing you next month. All the way, ladies and gentlemen, from Toronto, Canada, to Hawaii. Oh, well, I'm glad I'm having a good time. I thought I just saw, like... You can tell I got spooked. I thought I saw like a light flash outside. Okay, the door's locked. I hate that. It's probably the candle flickered. Well, if I get murdered, it was a fun ride. It was a fun ride. Well, listen, enjoy the show. Oh, no, this is the show. Oh, I know what it was. My cell phone, you know when it's on for a while and the light goes out? That's what happened. Whew. Everything's going to be all right. So until next week, bye. Roland, yeah, Aristotle, and thank you for that music. I really appreciate it. Roland... Mr. Rogers.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I love.